Idiosyncrasies.
Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Maggie. And today, with special guest, DJ of DJ Bronze League.
Woo!
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 We did it! That's him.
That's him.
I'm hearing it everywhere.
It's in the goddamn walls. Okay. Sorry, I have the chat open on my phone so I can read it, but
happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. How was your Christmas?
Happy Thursday.
Anyway, as we always do, we're gonna get into shouting out the music we wanna shout out this week. We'll start with DJ because he already sent me his and he's the special guest this week.
Hell yeah, they're treating me nice for once.
Don't get used to it.
Yeah,
we'll see how long this
is.
Once.
There's time. We have an hour.
It's because Wemmy's not here.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're.
You're a bit of a. You're
pretty notorious for calling me and Donkey Kong a whore.
Notorious?
You call me a whore like every day.
You're original to call him a whore.
You call me a whore like every other day, so.
It's because you're a whore.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm not a whore.
I'm a whore. Okay. So I deserve it. I'm just saying that the name calling is there. I'm owning up to it, though.
All right.
Anyways,
DJ, your songs for this week?
Oh, so I sent in. You want all three of them?
Yeah, go ahead and tell me all three. All
right. So I sent in three songs this week. One is "Champagne" by the band Polyphia. Nice little instrumental bop.
Banger.
Another one would be "Physical Education" by Animals as Leaders. Another song, actually another instrumental.
Fucking that banger.
Fucking I slaps.
I love Animals as Leaders.
And then the last one was "Ichiban Ka," which is the opening song for Yakuza 7 in America, known as Yakuza Like a Dragon, which is very confusing because in Japan, that series is called Like a Dragon. And after that game, they decided, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going to call it Like a Dragon 2. So now the next game is just called Like a Dragon 8.
Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon.
It's
yeah.
Really
I brought it up with
confusing.
Him multiple times. I'm trying, man.
Like a Dragon 8.
Like a Dragon 8.
Darn it. Who would like to go next? Landon or Maggie?
I'm trying to find one of my songs to send to you because I know you won't be able to find it.
Thank you.
All right. I listened to a lot of Indian classical music this week because I'm a fucking little bitch.
Perfect. What a fucking tool bag you are.
I love tool. Anyways, love that band. The first song is Rang, R-A-N-G, by Bikram Ghosh. So R-A-N-G.
R-A-N-G?
Yep, like Rang, but it's
Rang.
Wrong.
Okay, by
Bikram, B-I-C-K-R-A-M.
The Rango soundtrack?
Yep.
B-R...
B-I-C-K-R-A-M.
Okay, Bikram... Okay.
Next one is going to be where is it? It's a long song. It's Rag Manj Kamaj, R-A-G, space M-A-N-J, space K-H-A-M-M-A-J.
By Ustad Ali Akbar Khan.
My main man.
My main man. All right.
And then my third song is going to be Within You, Without You by the Beatles.
With and without you?
Within?
You. Within you. None of that. None of what I said.
I saw that. We're bringing that up. We'll get to that in a second here.
Within
you?
Within you, without you. There we go. Beatles.
Yes,
okay.
There it is. We got this thing.
Hey, guys. I'm a little fucking stupid. All right, Maggie, what you got?
Can you see like the songs that we did last time? Did I do which Raleigh back. Ritchie song did I do?
Give me one sec.
Was it Greatest?
Oh fuck, I added the whole wrong soundtrack. I did it again. You added, which one did you want to know about?
Rally Richie?
Oh, you added the greatest.
Did I add the greatest? Okay. Then I'm gonna do Rally Richie, Time in a Tree. The song that I sent in Idiot's Chat, which is, Guitar, Loneliness, and Blue Planet by Kesoku Band. And then Tombi by
Kimibara. Ah, why'd you want to play? You didn't do that last time. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Tombi by Kivibaba. KVI.
Hold on, I'm still adding the other one. Okay, go ahead.
Tombi, Tombi by KVI. B-A-B-A.
Got it. Landon, I fucked up. I added the whole album for that one wrong.
I mean, that's Sgt. Pepper, so it's okay.
No, not Sgt. Pepper's. Wrong.
Oh.
It's like oh. I go back. Oh. I did it again. Oh, I've done it. Like,
I mean,
I've done it a few times, actually. I did it with the Black Keys. I did it with Red Vox. It's always your fucking shit, too.
No, Red Vox wasn't mine.
Red Vox is me, you whore. Oh, Black Keys, isn't that Jared?
I did
no,
one Black
Landon
Keys song
did the Black
and
Keys,
and the rest was Jared. He did like two or three songs.
While I'm deleting these from the playlist, my songs for this week were Dial Drunk by Noah Kahan, Called Revere by Noah Kahan, and The View Between Villages by Noah Kahan. If you cannot tell, he put out a new album this week.
Huh.
How can I tell? What was
how would I tell?
How would
I
tell?
Give away. I don't.
Yay, good songs, everybody.
Yeah, good job. Thank you. That's the end of the podcast. DJ, thank you for joining us this week. And we'll hope to see you around again.
See you next time.
See you guys next time.
All right.
So how was your Christmas?
How was your Christmas? How was your New Year's?
Landon, how did you get food that fast?
I ordered it, and I bought it, and I got it, and I'm eating it.
What'd you get?
Like, no joke, at like 8:47, he was like, I think I'm gonna order food.
I mean, what, you got Taco Bell, right?
And then...
Damn sure I did.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like 10 minutes from our house.
Oh, no, still. Maybe this Dasher was just passionate.
Very passionate about Taco Bell and getting money.
He ran over a family of five getting here.
Well, as long as it wasn't a family of six.
Mixed a chili verde, too.
Animal sex.
Much too. Okay, look, man, we gotta talk about this.
This is becoming a problem.
He was sucking on that water bottle like it's no one's business. Now he's throwing in the S word. The sex word.
Whoa!
Sex word.
We can't talk about that here.
This is the start of my whore era. Or no, my slut era.
Wait, are we past it? Wait, is it 7 minutes or 7 seconds?
I don't know. We're 8 minutes in, so.
Fuck shit, motherfucker.
I think it's 7 minutes.
Yeah.
What more? Sex nuts.
Oh, we can't.
Yeah,
make sure you don't get demonetized.
Yeah, trying to get not
are we monetized?
Bitch fucker.
Actually, they just lowered the requirements for getting monetization on YouTube, which is kind of nice.
We're still not
shit on me.
Yeah.
Or
stop. Get
ass.
You've lost your Durst privileges. Get him out of here.
No!
So, things that happened this week. Reddit going down, basically.
Yeah! We won!
All of
we
their
won.
Subreddits and everything private because of the removal of the third-party API usage.
Yeah,
I'm struggling so bad. I haven't seen enough girls in tights. I'm sorry, I couldn't say that with a straight face.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm playing.
I'm not.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I do check a couple of game Reddits.
I can, not to put DJ on blast, but he is, I could tell he's down bad because of a certain hashtag he went to go look at today.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that, because, oh my god.
We'll get to that.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
But, yeah, the fact that they're trying to close off third-party access to their API is pretty fucking whack.
Yeah.
And, like, they're charging a shit ton for the use of it, basically.
Yeah.
It's, like, guarantee it's because they're like, hey, Twitter tried to do this, let's do it too. And then, like, Twitter immediately backpedaled on it, and they're like, actually, hey, I guess there is a reason you idiots wanted to use our API, go ahead and keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy for me to think that anyone has seen anything Twitter's done in the last 12 months.
I was
going to
say, like, why would
I want to do that?
Yeah.
That shit has so much, like, illegal shit on it. Why would you? It's ran by the most fucking, like, unstable person.
If
you want to talk about unstable, can you guess which subreddit the CEO of Reddit moderated in his past?
What?
It was r/jailbait.
Oh.
Yeah. People were trying to be like, well, it was just a bit. People would add him to be a moderator on subreddits. Like, my brother, that's like, I get it, but also just no. Like, you, that's
why
just
is that
why is that a subreddit at all on your site? That
yeah, that's not good.
Porn for children. Funny. God.
Like, it kind of sucks because, like I said, like, I follow a couple game Reddits. And, like, I'll be, like, before I go to bed, I'll be, like, oh, let me see what's popping. Let me see. Because there was, like, a patch for, like, Hearthstone today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it was coming out. Because I always get my fucking news from Reddit. So I was, like, there was a patch today? What the fuck? So, yeah, I was, like, I went to go look. And, like, every time I go look, it's, like, closed. I'm, like, damn. I forget how much I actually, like, use this piece of shit website.
So you don't actually even, like, you don't have an account and, like, follow the subreddit. You just use it without an account.
Yeah, I don't post.
Yeah, okay.
I think I have an account, and I posted like one time to make a JoJo reference, and so like I got a whole bunch of upvotes that one time because it was free upvotes.
Obviously.
But other than that, like, I don't really have much to say. I'm like, oh, I look for news. I don't really look for some Redditor's opinion.
Yeah,
I look for nudes.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, the only subreddit I follow is Girls in Tights, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, there's no other subreddit on there, really.
It probably is a subreddit.
Girls in Tights.
I would be surprised if it's not.
Girls in Leggings, yeah.
There's one that's called Freckles on Boobs. That one's pretty cool.
Is that one closed? Hold on, I gotta see if I control this bear.
Hopefully it's not open.
Girls in Leggings is open.
Thank God.
Thank
it's not
God.
The world yet.
Oh my god, okay.
This is Biden's America.
Is it furries again?
Yeah, I guess. Well, this one, I like, you know that skit that's like dead bird? Do not open dead bird, like in the fridge. He like opens it up, he's like, I don't know what I expected.
Yeah.
It was like a not safe for work like image, and I clicked it, and I was like, yeah, I don't know what I expected.
I don't know what I expected. That's very not safe for work.
But I will say it was a lot better than the thing we were talking about earlier, which is the hashtag I clicked on today, which was today apparently is International Latex Day. And, you know, I'm like, what is this?
Fuck.
What is this?
At first, legitimately at first, I was like, what is this? And then I was like, as I was about to click, I'm like, oh, shit, I know what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Click.
Oh, no.
And then I found out I was wrong.
Like, yeah, you put it in the fucking, in our Discord chat. Didn't say why it was bad, just said, this is bad, don't fucking do it. So I'm like, how bad can it be? For science, yeah, you said for science purposes. I was like, well, okay, scientific, I gotta make it an experiment, I gotta repeat it.
As soon as you said that, I said, oh, I'm actually about to laugh.
Oh my god, it literally just like, it flashbangs you with just all of it, all at once.
I saw a lot of furry bulls.
I saw a lot. A lot of furries in leather or in latex.
I didn't realize that today. Fuck, I didn't even celebrate.
Oh.
Gotta.
I'm so sorry you almost missed it, Landon.
Gotta text Shade and wish him a happy latex day.
Yeah, let me get my furry suit.
I'll be honest, if you ever If you ever have a fursuit, you're getting, you're off the rent. You're gone.
No, I get it.
You're off the rent?
No, yeah, no.
He gets rent for free?
No, you're out.
Because he has a fursuit?
No.
Yeah, I live in the
he
yard.
He can really be your...
No, he gets rent for free because he shits in the fucking litter box.
You caught me.
Sorry. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. Mm.
I shit where the pussy's at.
I can't stay the fuck away from my cat and the litter box.
Okay,
as I say, the getting back to the Reddit thing, they when they announced that they were doing the blackout, they were like, yeah, it's a 2-day blackout, 48 hour blackout. It's like, that's not really an effective way to protest. You gave the CEO 2 days. It's like, yeah, we'll just wait that shit out. And guess what? That's exactly what he said he was gonna do. I think now it's indefinite. I think a lot of them are still going, but it's like, damn, that was dumb.
Well, I also saw that a lot of subreddits that have been like shut down for the last couple days are getting their moderators removed by Reddit admins, and then new moderators are being assigned, like ones that agree with whatever the fuck Reddit's doing, and they're being made unprivate again. So they're going behind the scenes, basically, and saying "fuck you" and whatever you're trying to do.
Ah, fuck that! Don't use Reddit at all. Drop Reddit.
It's really annoying, and like as well, because like I saw people talking about this today, like. That were like ending the end of like the useful internet era, as people were calling it, because we're gonna start like everything's just gonna be behind like Discord servers and stuff. Which is really kind of annoying, because like for fighting games, like I'm very much into fighting games, and when I go to like try to learn something, usually there's like wikis that you can like look at for like information. And now, like, they're still there, but they're pretty sparse. And, like, where you need to go is, like, you need to find the game's Discord. And then in the game's Discord, there's usually a character Discord. So now you're in 2 extra Discords. And God forbid you want to learn another character. Now you're in another Discord. And God forbid you play a female character, because now you're in a another Discord that has a porn channel.
it's really awful. How great Discord is for creating communities, but how much it's kind of destroyed that internet base, the database.
See, I don't know. It did it to itself too, because like even like the recent changes where they've been categorizing kind of what servers are, like this is a community server, this is an open fucking whatever, this is a friend server. It's like, you were Skype. You were Skype for people who didn't want to use Skype. How did we get to the point that you now have your own private forum threads within private channels within a private server? Like, this makes zero sense.
I mean, it's kind of...
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Like, it's kind of cool, like, how useful it is. Like, I appreciate that it exists.
Yeah.
But I also, I don't know. I do find it annoying that, like, I have to, if I want to learn how to play Jury in Street Fighter 5 or 6, I have to dodge, like, all of the posts about her toes. And then find the tech.
And it's also a big thing, like, a lot of channels don't use the threads that have been, like, pretty popular, but, like, a lot of them don't. So it's like you really have to use the search feature to look through all of these messages to find any useful information. And it's like DJ saying, he has to dodge the toe picks.
Also, just like, hey, Discord, you're listening. First off, retract that fucking username update. That was stupid as shit. And two,
toe dumb. Still
give us more pins. Don't cap pinned messages. Let's just let us fucking pin however much shit we want.
It's not like they delete the messages.
Yeah.
That's like the wild part is if they deleted the messages, I would understand. They're like, oh, you can't pin this. But, yeah, I don't get it.
I also, like, so they're doing their birthday thing right now because it's their birthday or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, they were born. God, they were a
pick-me
kid.
And so they, their last announcement is that activities are now free for everyone. And it's like,
oh, thank God.
That should have been from the start.
Yeah, that's
but also
weird...
they suck anyways, so.
I don't know. That poker one's pretty fun.
It kind of goes crazy.
But also, I think that Gartic phone is also, like, integrated.
It is. It is
now,
like, actually supported now. Yeah.
Still, which is, like, kind of nice.
Still better on the website.
I can draw my friend. But... never mind.
No, no. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say I can draw my finding our friend's 3DS with gay porn on it again.
Oh my God.
Love that. It's a good moment. Yeah, we do need to play Gartic phone again.
I agree.
I'm never so fucking bad at drawing, but all draws.
It makes it so much funnier, though.
You just know. I may not be able to draw, but know the prompt you're going to get is going to make you angry at me.
Well, see, yeah. We also need to... I don't think we've played, not Drawful, but the IO one on online.
Scribble.io?
Scribble, yeah, Scriblio. I don't think we've played Scriblio with DJ since we started using our own custom word list.
Yeah, we definitely would have so to fun. Add you into that, DJ. It's so fun.
Six of them are like, more than that, like, you're just Germa.
It's just Germa, 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 Germa,
Germa. Matt and Ryan from Super Mega.
And then one Josh and Ryan are from Super
Mega. Josh and Ryan.
Yeah. So, DJ, you have brought up Street Fighter a bit. How has that been? I know you've been commentating a bit.
Oh, yeah. So far, Street Fighter 6 has been phenomenal. It makes me really happy because typically when a fighting game comes out, I'm like, this is cool,
but
a lot of these games have a lot of stuff I dislike, and there's things about Street Fighter 6 I'm not crazy about, but in terms of like being an actually well put together package, a game that I'm like, oh yeah, that's worth $60, this game has it all. It loads fast. Like, I know that's like a what
God,
thing, but
the
like,
bar is on the fucking right. No, the bar is on the fucking floor for video games this year. Like, it's
it loads.
I can play
Street
it.
Fighter, like, when Guilty Gear came out, like Strive, the last one, it would take you between like 2 to 5 minutes between you hitting start and like you getting into a match. Because it had, like, some stupid server check it was doing that took forever. And they've made it faster. But, like, Street Fighter 6, I, like, load it up. As soon as it's done, like, loading, like, which takes, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds max, I can hit go online, and it's like, you want to be in ranked? You want me to look for ranked matches? I'm like, yeah, sure. And it's like, oh, got you one.
Yeah.
It also helps that it's, like, the best-selling fighting game of all time. Tons and tons of people playing it. Mm-hmm. It's got... And just like even from the launch, it had integrated crossplay, which again is not a typical thing for fighting games. So every system plays with each other.
Right.
It has rollback netcode, which is a big deal for fighting games. It has free shit. It has a single player story mode, which is basically a Yakuza game, but with Street Fighter mechanics, which is really funny. I'm sure you've seen some of the horrendous custom character creations people make.
Oh, yeah.
You're so fucking funny.
The bad bitch.
The bat bitch.
And so, you know, there's the online has a bunch of really cool ideas. The characters are fun. The game is fun. Overall, like, in terms of being like, yo, this is worth money, like, I've gotten a lot of people that haven't played fighting games before from, like, my community. Industry fighter, and they're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because there's more to do than just like turn on versus mode and get your ass kicked.
Right, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I saw about it was just the number of people that are still playing. Where it's like, yeah, obviously on release day, a game is gonna have 30 million people playing it because it's the release day and everybody wants to be on top of it. But you have to really look at the stats of the user base staying with the game, and Street Fighter had that, where like Guilty Gear had a bunch of people playing it the first day, the first week, but fell off pretty fast.
Yeah, and we're seeing too, like, a lot of people who, like, streamer wise aren't like super big into fighting games play it, and like stick with it. Because another big thing that they added was like they have an alternate control scheme called Modern. And Modern controls are like they remove the requirement of you doing the motion inputs at the penalty of you losing some like attack buttons and damage. But it allows you to just pick up the game, and like even if you don't know how to throw a fireball, like if you've never thrown a fireball in Street Fighter, now it's on a button. And so you can go in and just play.
Yeah.
There's no like wall stopping
you. You don't have to learn all of the moves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can just go in and play. And then eventually, if you want to learn how to play Classic and like get better, that option's there for you. But if you just want to like turn, if you and like your homies, it's the hot game of the month on Discord, and y'all want to play and you don't feel like having to learn all that shit, you just turn it on and have fun.
God, a game that gives you reasonable user accessible options and sells the way it was advertised with a single player and free content. Can you tell I was burned by Overwatch 2 yet?
Oh yeah, speaking of which, they just released their...
Keep going.
Oh, I'll keep going.
Yeah, they released their PvP or story.
So, because their Quest Watch came out, which came out with the new story missions. $15 to permanently access the story missions for a free game that most people already paid $60 for when it was still Overwatch 1.
Yeah. It's
And then it was like in the notes, it was like, yeah, here's a, you get a Sojourn skin, a legendary Sojourn skin, $20 value. And it's like, oh, cool, that makes it worth it. And it's like, no, why is the fucking skin outrageously priced at $20? Fuck Blizzard.
Yeah, they,
Diablo 4 is great.
Not doing great. Like, I don't know how, because you were saying that Hearthstone thing came out, DJ. I don't know how Hearthstone's been doing, but like, they haven't been, the new Diablo game is okay.
Yeah.
Average. It's all right. It's got its problems.
Yeah.
Overwatch 2, been a problem since the start.
Fucking Call of Duty games. Tim the Tatman and Nick Merckx are being horribly homophobic over there.
It's funny because like Hearthstone, like kind of like exists in its own little bubble for me. Like Jason from Blizzard.
Yeah.
Because like every once in a while they'll do like something fucking stupid. Like,
oh right, this is the Blizzard game.
Yeah, before you could just buy everything with dollary dues, right? And it'd be like, oh, this has cost this much. And then they added like mobile game currency. Where it's like, oh, you can buy several
buy gems.
Yeah. And it's like, no, bitch, let me just buy it with money. Yeah. And so they like they were like, okay, fine, we'll just let you buy it with money still, but we're also gonna have the gems. And yeah, they do the same shit where it's like, I don't know, Hearthstone feels a lot more less invasive about being like a horrible cash grab that it is,
because
it's a card game, because every fucking card game is a predatory cash grab,
right?
But Hearthstone, at least like over time, has been like, okay, we'll give you more stuff to just make the game playable. And we'll just leech off of the really rich people that try to bling out their decks.
Well,
and so,
sorry, go ahead, keep going.
I was just gonna say, so it's like nice because like for me, like I don't really give a fuck. I just want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if I buy the expansion every time it comes out. So if my like $60, it's me like everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's ever an expansion I don't feel like spending money on, I have so much like. Of the free to play shit saved up, that I probably don't have to spend money on Hearthstone ever again.
Right. Well, but and like
this is nice.
That's how Overwatch used to be. It was just like you could earn the fucking skins, the sprays, all that shit. You could just earn it through the loot boxes, which are a predatory bag of their own. But whatever.
You could also
Overwatch
get them for free.
Yeah, you could get them for free. You did not have to pay for them. You wanted to pay for them. That's fine. It was still just. Cosmetic shit. And then it was like, okay, I don't feel awful buying, I don't feel terrible buying, like I won't all the time, but if there's a skin I really want, yeah, I'll just, like, get a few loot boxes and get a chance of getting it. Now it's, like, skin comes out, I really fucking want it. I don't want to blow an entire paycheck on a single fucking skin that, like, isn't worth it.
Actually, another weird thing I forgot to mention, like, about Street Fighter that they, like, decided they were going to do last second and not tell anyone, and everybody was, like, up in arms as they were like, oh, so we have a battle pass.
Everything's got a battle pass.
Oh, Wemmy just fucking sent a Discord. Blizzard did the same fucking shit with Diablo. They did not announce anything about a battle pass.
A Beelzebub pass,
if you will. But like
in the Diablo theme.
And it was just like, hey, yeah, if you don't, the battle pass will be coming out. Stop.
Stop trying to say battle pass, dude.
The BP will be coming out at the beginning of June. Okay. But you cannot start the BP
until July.
Yeah, you can't start the BP until you finish the campaign. And so it's like, Wemmy's like, yeah, we've got 2 weeks apparently to finish this fucking campaign to start a battle pass that we didn't know was coming.
He did it.
I did it. So it's like,
he did it.
What was the fucking, and no doubt it's going to be like a $10, $15 battle pass with like, hey, get 20 levels for an extra $15.
And well, for the pre-order, if you pre-ordered the ultimate or special edition or whatever, which also got you into the beta, you get free, the battle pass for free.
Yeah.
This time around.
This time, not the next time.
I don't know about any other time.
No, definitely not. No, they definitely gave it free to at least the pre-orders because, like, yeah, we are just kind of dropping this on them. They're going to throw a fucking fit if they don't get it free.
So, but even, I think Wemmy did send the prices, and they weren't horrible, but it's still, like, why does Diablo have a battle pass?
Yeah, it's like, of all games, Diablo's, like, the least battle pass-worthy game. It is a fucking dungeon crawler.
Yeah, that's a really weird one.
It's not a game that you need to play every single day to be good at. Or, and, like, that's what battle pass games
They've always had their model of seasonal things to do, like, seasonal challenges. They can just stick with that, and it still feels Diablo of trying to complete a character in a certain amount of time or something. A battle pass makes no fucking sense. What am I gonna do? Drink 6 potions in 4 seconds?
Yeah.
Cool.
I got my battle pass point.
Loot get. There's blood in the box.
Loot get. There's blood in the box.
Hey, so German on 8-5 here.
The Street Fighter one's really confusing because I think they realized that people were going to be pissed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, first off, the Street Fighter 1, there's a free version and there's a paid version, right? As always. The paid version is $5, right?
Yeah.
It gets, what would you think that you would get in a Street Fighter Battle Pass?
Skins. Coins for...
Skins for the characters?
Yeah.
Yeah, skins, emotes. Okay.
Yeah, emotes, sure. Yeah.
So, there's actually no skins for the characters.
Yeah,
because
that was coming.
I think people would have lost their shit if they put skins behind the battle pass, which I agree. I would have thought they would have done, right?
Yeah, that's like normal.
That's like the thing.
Especially, like you do really nice skins in like the paid part, and then you get free skins, or like emotes, sprays.
So, I don't know if they're just doing it just to be like, okay, well, we'll do this really like shitty one to make people not mad at us, because this is what you get: you get emotes, right? You get, I'm not making this up, you get phone backgrounds for your phone in the single player mode.
So cool.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
you get items to wear on your avatar that you make for single player that you also use, which you also use for the multiplayer like hubs, which is cool.
Mm, that's cool.
I'm down with that. And then there's like music that you can pick, right?
Okay.
And if you get the premium version and you finish the battle pass, you get $5 in premium currency back.
Oh, so it's like Fortnite works.
Yeah, so you just get a free battle pass then.
Yeah, if you buy the premium one and then you finish it, you get all of it back.
Blizzard, take notes. If you have to do it, take notes.
So like it's
everybody
like,
that does a battle pass, take notes. At least give us like half the currency. Yeah,
give us something back.
Yeah, so like it's weird that it's like they did a battle pass, but they put like nothing that really matters in it.
Right.
But so I'm like, on one way, I'm like, I'm cool with it. Like, I don't really care about like 90% of the stuff in there. I want the music.
Mm-hmm.
You would want the music.
Bro, that's good music. Okay, side note, that's like the one thing about Street Fighter 6 is like the actual OST is kind of sleepy.
Okay.
The music's not super good.
Oh.
So that if they're releasing old music, that's what I want.
Okay.
But yeah, so they like do a random battle pass and then they're like, yeah, it's $5. I'm like, oh, okay, that's nothing. And it's okay. Like, and you get it back if you finish it. I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, and there's no like skins locked behind it. I'm like, is anyone gonna do this?
Yeah, so that's like real testing the waters of a battle pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with that model. If I give them $5 and I just keep getting my battle pass over and over again, I'm fine with that.
Now, I mean, they did kind of a similar thing.
Are you
thing.
Playing with flippers?
Yeah, look at this. It's like a... Anyways, I don't know if you ever played Tekken or not. I think Tekken 7 did that, where you were able to have all of the older music. I think that just came with the game, too, wasn't it?
I don't remember so. If they.
Or what was it?
A lot of fighting games do have like a jukebox mode,
which is really cool because Tekken 4 was my shit. I love that game so much, and then I got Tekken 7, and it was just so cool hearing the fucking jungle thing. Went wow, wow, wow! You know what I'm talking about? That shit was whack. That's sick. Was cool. But
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. But then also, I think it was Tekken 5. Where you were actually able to play all the old Tekken's 2 on it. Fucking sick. I wish games would do that. I wouldn't say like every game or whatever, but like fighting games or just kind of those like almost arcade-esque games where you're able to access like the older games and shit. That shit's fucking awesome.
I haven't unlocked the music yet, so I don't know how it works exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the main reason that they don't just have a raw jukebox mode, allegedly, is that the Street Fighter 6 music is dynamic.
Oh.
So what happens is like the first round is like a certain version of the song. And then when the round ends and there's a transition, it changes to the next.
Yeah.
And then there's certain key things. Like, so when one character gets low life in the last round, it changes to like the more like
intense,
dramatic version of the song.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're like, oh, well, all of our stuff's like made to be that way. But when I unlock this new music, is it just like the song playing straight through? Because I would it's cool that it's dynamic, but like the songs are sleepy.
Right.
Yeah.
they're bad.
They're sleepy.
And they're not good.
That sucks. Because I always feel like fighting games also have really interesting.
Yeah, they
music.
Always have bangers.
Yeah.
And there's like one. I would say there's like one song that I'm like, yeah, this slaps. I should have sent that in.
Fuck, man. Is the Tekken 4 soundtrack on Spotify? I'm gonna download it now.
It should be.
Dude, the fucking airport one.
Yeah, the airport theme's good.
Oh, yeah. So good. God, I love Tekken so. I'm excited for, what is it, the new one? Tekken 8?
8. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
There's a online beta test coming out soon for it.
Is there?
Yeah, it and Mortal Kombat 1.
Mortal Kombat 1!
Mortal Kombat.
So, I was talking to my brother one night. It's unrelated, but it was just really funny because we were talking about the new Mortal Kombat games. And he's like, why are they calling it one? It's like they have MK10, MK Ultra, and then this new one. And I'm like, no, wait. That's not what it's fucking called. I'm losing it at that point. Like, I'm wheezing. Like, it's not fucking MK Ultra. He's like, why? What's that? I'm like, it's a government mind control conspiracy fucking thing. That is not a Mortal Kombat game.
It's also a banger Muse song, but that's besides the point.
That's besides the point. Also, that was funny.
Yeah. That. Do you want to be honest though? If they don't do that,
it's right there.
It's right there.
Landon, right let's go into marketing, buddy. We can market for all of the very obvious naming things that are in.
Let's make a fighting game called MK Ultra.
That's probably the bigger thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's the connotation behind MK Ultra is like,
make your own. Valorant released Pearl and then Harbor.
And said they were going to change it and then hasn't
never
changed
did.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, DJ, a map released called Pearl and then the next, like, agent release was a character named Harbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what his power is?
Water. He flies airplanes.
No, water. No, that would have been funnier.
Water.
It's water.
Okay.
And Pearl is also underwater.
Yeah.
And they came out and they were like, yeah, we're gonna change this. Like, that is not what we intended. Nothing's been done.
Nothing happened.
No changes.
How is it not? Who is like her? Like, looking,
I mean,
at the,
like,
Pearl look Harbor. At the schedule. Look at the schedule. Be like, okay, we're gonna release Pearl, then Harbor.
They knew.
Huh?
But know, like, I feel like I don't know. I feel like that is a small thing to like miss, like, because their seasons are so long. So it's like, oh, okay, well, it's been a while since Pearl came out. Harbor, like, didn't really even think of it. Not to be a fucking giant
apologist.
I mean,
I said Pearl Harbor, and DJ went...
yeah.
See, that's why they should have me in meetings. Because I'm the type of person that, like, I would make the face. like at a meeting, he would be like, all right, our next two releases are Pearl and Harbor, and I would have been... And they would have been like, what? And I've been like... we're doing that.
You would have been there when they made Fortnite and
what's
be
next,
like, okay,
9/11.
So we're creating the map. We're gonna have a place called Tilted Towers.
I mean, hey, it was Tilted Towers, not Toppled Towers.
Yeah, not the South
the Tower,
not the South Tower.
There's, you know, going back to Blizzard, there was a tournament one time, where there used to be this interaction with this card in Hearthstone called Power Overwhelming and a card called Doombringer. I don't know, it was some demon. But basically Power Overwhelming like gave it stats but destroyed it at the end of the turn.
Mm-hmm.
And the demon that you summoned like could attack the turn that it was summoned, and it was like a pretty typical like combo finisher. And when you buffed its stats, it was a 9/11 creature. And they were like, oh, he's gonna crash his play into the 9/11, and just the chat exploded.
God.
And they were like, there was like this moment that they were like,
oh, we fucked up.
We dumb fucked up.
That was like, I don't know if any of y'all watched Jeff Keighley's Great Adventure, the Summer Game Awards thing, but they were talking about Forza. And apparently they were doing a collab with Porsche, and one of Porsche's signature cars is the 911. And
yeah,
like Jeff Keighley was like, "We've all raced a 911," and I just immediately said, "We've raced a what?
There's a fucking Sacha Baron Cohen movie, and there's a whole bit where they're like talking in Arabic, but then like they'll say 9/11. They keep talking about a Porsche 911, and so they're like on a helicopter with this just like white ass, pasty white ass couple, and they just like, why do they keep saying 9/11? Why do they keep saying 9/11? It's so fucking funny.
I love Sacha Baron Cohen so much. I love that man.
He's a national treasure that I'm going to claim.
Yes, yeah, this is my wife.
This is my wife.
Love that man.
All right, seamless segue. DJ, we've got a little bit for you.
We have a game.
Oh, guess what the idiot said.
So, we have a channel in our Discord server called the Hall of Idiots, where we catalog the just most vitriol, vile, fucked up things we've all said. Dumb, stupid.
I've seen some of it.
yeah. So
I've been there for some of it.
So I've
that probably wasn't deserved.
No, I didn't actually see like any actual quotes in there from you, I don't think.
No.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I was gonna say that's impressive because if Maggie was taking quotes during when we play like Monster Hunter and stuff, I have definitely said some pretty rancid things.
But yeah, so I've compiled a little list here. I'm just gonna run down the list, and basically I want you to try and guess who said it from among the idiots. So like Wemmy, Balth, me, Landon, Maggie,
and Jared.
Some of them are Jared. Yeah. I know you don't know Jared that well, but some of them are him. I don't have any from Will here. I will just say that one right now.
And you know the rest of us pretty well.
Yeah.
So like at least three of us.
So,
you got
yeah.
me, Trey, and Wemmy.
Yeah. So to Sorry, start off,
Landon.
We'll
I get it. It's fine.
Balth had asked, I wonder if bisexual will do anything? And then someone replied, men and women.
Who
said
it?
We should play some, Do we have any like Jeopardy music or like?
Was that Whimmy?
It was
it's
in fact
Whimmy-esque.
It is very Whimmy-esque, but this was Landon.
Landon.
Very shit. Quick on the reply too.
I was the men and women.
Men and women.
That was me. I'm the men and women.
Our next quote, we have, you can't be horny if it's just a lizard. Who said it?
Who done it?
That makes me mad because it makes me think of something that Maggie actually grilled us on. So, you know what? I'm just going to lock in Maggie.
This one was Whimmy.
God damn it.
All right, we've got another quote. We've got... stick your tongue down my urethra hole.
Was that you, Trey?
That was me. Oh, man.
I've been asked before, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll talk off camera, yeah. All right. Next one. This Discord is just a Stanford Discord experiment.
Stanford. Which
I'm sorry,
so
run that
by
me?
What?
I thought
this Discord is just the Stanford Discord experiment.
Oh.
Who has a deep appreciation for the history of psychology?
You know, we're just gonna lock in somebody who hasn't had come up yet. I'm going with Maggie.
It was Landon.
Maggie, man, Landon, you were really close. Maggie has a very deep fond.
So anyway, we've got the next quote is
very deep fond.
That's what deep the internet fond. Was made for: making fun of celebrities and politicians and mountain pussy.
This is classic. Certified hood classic. Right
Certified
here.
Hood classic. Right there.
Mountain pussy.
And mountain pussy.
Who has a deep fond for mountain pussy?
Who has a deep appreciation for geology and the human anatomy?
Geology.
Sounds like a bad GI Joe remake.
All right, I'm gonna get off this read. If I'm wrong here, was this one Maggie?
No, this one was
God
me.
Damn it. It was you?
This okay. was me.
And you think about... So far, Trey has been just, like, sexual organs.
Mine's very... I'm very sexual yeah. in nature, yeah.
Apparently.
All right. Next, we've got, clients shall reside in the penis room. Who said it?
Who said
okay,
it?
Man.
We're really pinning a guy
you know, the sexual
that does not know this
organ?
Group too much at all. Be like, yeah.
Yo, who said it?
Who said it?
Is it Val?
This is Val, yeah.
This is Val.
Yeah.
I wanted to try to hint, but I was like, how do I...
phone a friend.
I could, you know, it was just like I was trying to run it through like everybody's voice in my head, and like Bal just like kind of like
yeah.
said it in my head. I was like, yeah, Bal said it.
Yeah.
I thought Maggie laughing on that kind of like I was like, is Maggie just giggling because she said it? But I was like, nah. But Maggie kind of laughed at all of these.
Science shall reside in the penis room is just so fucking
it's a
funny.
Fucking funny.
And
sentence.
It was. We were playing played up, and there was a penis shaped room.
Yeah.
And we were putting all the like guests in it.
Understandable.
All right. For our next quote, we've got: I'm gonna purr in your lap as you grab my balls. Who said it?
That. Not to be mean, but did Bal say that? No.
You, Trey?
No, this one was
it Landon?
This Landon. This was specific. Okay. I cut it out, but this was specifically Landon to Jared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Landon, it makes sense.
Landon, yeah.
Like, Landon was, like, again, my, like, guess, but I was like,
I feel
I
don't so
know. I could see Balth kind of saying something fucked up.
It's very Balth-esque.
Yeah. It's just that charge.
Balth tends to lean away from cat behavior because
that's true. He wants to beat those cowboy allegations.
Yeah.
True.
Understandable.
I think that's why it's just Balth-esque though, because we just refuse to believe him.
Yeah.
He's just in denial.
For our next quote, we've got to see a guy about some Vaseline. Ooh, said it.
Vaseline.
Who's iconic? Who's iconic?
Who's the iconic Vaseline for
Vaseline?
It's actually one of his mainstays. Talks about it all the time. Can't get his mind off about it.
Is it Trey?
This one is me, yeah.
Yeah.
Next we've got...
I'm doing a lot better at this than I thought I would.
You're doing pretty good. You're
pretty good, yeah.
You're nailing Trey.
Yeah.
What?
The usual.
I mean, Trey.
Yo!
Give some room there. All of your shit has been sexual by nature, so you're not helping
me.
These allegations got hands.
I'll hold your taint while you get your hand waxed. I really tried to get some special ones for you tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think who would say taint in this group.
That's fair.
Who's iconically known for saying taint?
I would lose
all
my
time.
Mind if Wemmy said this, because there's no way Wemmy said
never.
Taint. I don't think Bal's a tainter.
That left a taste in my mouth.
Hopefully not of taint.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Maggie, you don't seem... That seems like a line I would say, so I don't think Maggie would have said taint. Trey. You know what?
He's on the
We're
line.
Going with Landon.
You going with Landon, final answer?
Yeah.
This one was me to Jared.
God damn it.
So Landon, are you a tainter?
A tainter or taintsayer? No. They are two different things.
Landon's a purr in your lap while you grab his balls kind of guy.
I guess so.
Damn straight.
All right, we've got...
Trey's the tainter.
I'm a tainter. Oh, we've got I'm going to have a level 7 autism event.
This one kind of sounds like something Maggie would say.
Are you locking in, Maggie? Wemmy? It is Wemmy, yeah.
Wemmy. I know I've talked to you about autism before, DJ, but...
Yes, that one sounds like something out of your playbook.
Wemmy and I love our autism.
They love their autism.
All right, we got surprise attack from Gape.
What does that even mean?
Who's that?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Very obviously, you've been surprisingly attacked by Gape.
It's a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Card.
Hamster.
Good job, Yugi, but you've activated my trap card.
That's what it do, Yugi. Roll my dice!
Kill yourself!
Now
is this Bal?
Nope, this one is Maggie. Landon's name in Discord is Gape.
Lover of women.
Lover of women. Yeah.
Yeah. He joined the voice call and I was not expecting it to be him, so I said surprise attack from Gape and he went, that left a taste in my mouth.
Okay. Understood.
It tasted like taint.
The taint taste recently tasted like Gape, though.
Kind of like how asparagus tastes like piss.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Piss tastes like asparagus.
No. No.
I really had to think for a second to make sure I didn't say... Yeah, it's kind of like how piss tastes like asparagus, because I really did not want that one coming out unfiltered.
Be the first one.
Yeah, I didn't want that one to be the first one.
It really tastes like asparagus.
Oh. All right. Next quote, we've got, I was recently affected with cock balls and ass.
Cock balls and ass. All right, is this a Trey classic?
This is a me classic.
That's
good job.
A classic Trey.
Yeah. Who's known for cock balls in their ass?
It wasn't in his ass.
It wasn't in my ass. They can be. But... anyway, moving on. no one has porked my chops and lived to tell the tale. Who said it?
I can't begin to talk about my process of elimination here.
I don't
get in trouble.
That one.
No, you have to talk about it.
No.
I won't yell at you. Pinky swear.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I know some people who haven't had their chops porked before, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to leave them out of the running. I could be wrong, though. I don't. No, I think about it. I don't know who's had their porks chopped.
Is it porks chopped or chops porked?
Porks
is this
chopped.
Landon?
Porks chopped. No. This one is me again.
Fuck.
I don't even remember the context behind that one. It was some conversation Jared and I were having for sure, but...
I didn't even know about that. That sounded like a Jared one.
Yep. for our next quote, we have... The police can't save your asshole.
A-cab.
This one will be a little rougher for you, I think.
Yeah.
Just like for asshole. The police.
Man. Is this Wimmy?
Asshole.
Damn.
No, this one is Jared.
Our wonderful producer.
Our wonderful creative director.
All right, I think that's enough quotes of torturing DJ. What do we say?
Yep.
There's one more I want to say. Where is it?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Where is it? Are you really asking why the chafing stuff is in my gay box?
I think I put that one in and then took it out, honestly.
You don't need to get that. That one's me. But everyone's got a gay box.
Everyone's got a gay box. Chafing stuff.
Where's your gay box?
This
is my cane, I think.
This is my gay box.
What the fuck?
This is my gay box.
Right.
This is my gay box.
Yeah.
Oh no, here's my gay box.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Yeah! Oh my god. Oh my god.
He's committed. That's gay.
That's
oh my god.
You whore.
Happy Pride Month, everyone.
I think that's a good note to end it on, everybody. DJ, is there anything you would like to shout out while you're here?
I stream on Twitch, even though I haven't streamed much this week because I've been fucking sick. You can catch me there, twitch.tv/DJBronzeLeague. Or if you're on YouTube and you want to catch some content, I've got a YouTube channel too, DJ Bronzeleague, and my monthly wrestling series, Nexus Wrestling Universe, which actually the season finale will be uploaded tonight. I'll probably do that instead of stream because I still kind of feel like poop.
Oh, yeah.
So true. I was going to say, Nexus Season 2, when?
Probably in September. I'm doing a bonus episode on my birthday.
Oh.
There you go.
But that one's going to be like...
OVA.
Yeah, it's going to be the OVA. The beat. It's the beach episode.
Yeah.
My tits will
be out. I expect all of them.
Yeah!
I expect everything that's like associated with it to be in a bathing suit.
Even the announcer's table.
Yeah, the announcer. So you, Shady, and Scott. All
I mean bikinis. The table.
Oh, the table?
Put the table in a bathing
suit. And the Baja Blast cups need to be in bathing suits.
That's a two-piece Baja Blast bikini for sure.
Gotcha. Well, they'll all have different bathing suits, you know.
Yellow polka dot bikini.
We'll do one of those too. The classic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear just like a fucking one piece that like just straight up rides my ass.
What are you gonna throw the background on?
I want a Brazilian butt lift, but from my.
Are you gonna throw the background on or?
Do not throw the background on.
Are you gonna throw the background on? It's censored.
It is censored.
We're fine.
Whoops.
Yes!
Oopsie. Oopsie. Alright. And for the car crash people, you, as always, you can check out carcrashstore.com. Check out our merch. Trying to work on some new designs to get out there, so hopefully we'll have something new soon. Landon's air traffic controlling.
Well, I'm looking at Discord. Trying to line, like, because, like, I was, you're above me on Discord, but on YouTube, you're on your left of me.
Yeah.
But it's also flipped, so you're actually over there. Wemmy, you would be down there.
Who?
Who?
Or Maggie, sorry. You're both women.
Yeah, down there.
And then DJ.
Yep. Good job, buddy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were pointing down. I was like, not for free?
And DJ.
What's your gets a second.
Right. And if you're not subscribed, you should subscribe both here to and also to DJ's channel. He does have very good clips from his streams.
He's
cut down.
So funny.
He's so funny. And be sure to follow
him
on
Twitch.
Funny. And yeah, that'll be it for tonight's episode. Thank you again, DJ, for joining us. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And Landon, send us out.
Idiosyncrasies.